Heartland, in this morning's text, we are looking at the transformation of Peter and how Jesus moved Peter in his faith to become a faithful apostle. And we're going to look at an important confession that Peter makes to Jesus before the other disciples. But, church, it's not the confession that Peter is most known for making. So open your Bibles to John chapter 6, and we're going to look at another confession that Peter makes as Jesus makes some hard sayings and offers some challenging questions in verses 60 through 64. Heartland, it's important to begin by considering that Jesus frequently had hard sayings. His teachings were not always, Brother Scott, simplistic. Church, if you remember, we studied the parables of Jesus, that Jesus's parables were not simple or easy. And there were occasions when Jesus told a parable that his disciples would come to Jesus afterward needing an explanation for what Jesus had taught. Church, oftentimes when we read the parables, we also can struggle with the challenging teachings contained in them, particularly if you get to Matthew chapters 16 through 20. But church, I want to draw our attention this morning to John chapter 6 in particular for our study. In John chapter 6, verse 35, after feeding the 5,000, the next day, Jesus teaches the crowd that he is the bread of life. But then Jesus says, whoever comes to him will never hunger, rather, and whoever believes in him will never thirst. Further, Jesus says that he has come down from heaven to do the Father's will and not his own. Church, in John 6, 41 and 42, these teachings lead the Jews to start grumbling about Jesus. However, Jesus's response does not make things any easier, nor does Jesus offer Brother Scott an apology for what he's teaching. In John 6, 44, Jesus tells them not to grumble because no one can come to Jesus unless the Father draws them. Then Jesus tells them that he is the living bread, and whoever eats this bread will live forever. In verse 52, we see the Jews dispute among themselves regarding this teaching. Church, listen, Jesus makes no apology again. But he states again in verse 54 that you must eat his flesh and drink his blood to have life. In verse 59, we see that Jesus was saying these hard things of all places in the synagogue in Capernaum. Heartland, and this kind of brings us to our text of study in John chapter 6, verses 60 through 69. Church, after a day of this kind of teaching, I want you to notice the response of his disciples. Many of Jesus's disciples heard it, and guess what they said? This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? Church, what Jesus said was hard to understand and hard to accept. But the question that is coming to these disciples is this: what do you do when you are presented with hard teachings in the scriptures? What do you do? Heartland, I want us to notice that when many of the disciples are saying that this is a hard saying, they're not saying it in an informative way. They're not saying it like Brother Hayden, we might say that the book of Revelation or the book of Romans is a difficult book to study. They're not saying it like that. Church, you'll notice in verse 61 that they're grumbling about this. They are complaining about the difficulty as a reason for rejection. They're not saying, wow, this is a hard saying, and we're going to have to think about this and study it further. They're not saying it that way. Conversely, they're saying, wow, this is a hard saying, and we're not going to accept it. Church, what Jesus said in verse 61 was hard, and they took offense at what he said. Heartland, listen, this is an important point that we must consider for a moment. Not all of the scriptures are easy to understand, are easy to accept, or easy to do. The teachings of the scriptures, in some instances, are going to be offensive. Church, listen carefully. God's teachings, listen, are going to offend people. Now, the offense is not because God is crass or mean. That's not the reason. The offense, listen, is because God is going to say things, teach things, and do things that we, Brother Scott, are not going to like. Why were the disciples grumbling and complaining in verse 61? Heartland, the obvious answer is they did not like what Jesus said and how hard it was to accept what he said. Church, listen. Jesus' teachings on sexuality, marriage, divorce, remarriage, self-control, anger, forgiveness, love and hate, submission and leadership, gender roles and distinctions and the like are going to offend people. Don't you ever think it's not. These are the things that we want to take offense at as well. But church, notice how Jesus handled their offense. Jesus, listen, did not change his teaching or apologize. Rather, Jesus says essentially in verse 62, if you cannot handle these teachings, then what are you going to do with even harder teachings? Church, here's what else we must notice that Jesus connects together. Look at John 6, 64. Jesus says that there are some of them who do not believe. Taking offense, listen, at what Jesus teaches means we do not believe. If we believed, listen, in Jesus as the one sent from heaven, who is the bread of life, then it wouldn't matter what he said. We would believe. Our argument, what God says in the scriptures, means we truly do not believe. I talk to folk all the time in Bible studies. I had a lady that told me, "Brother Ed, I want to study with you. I think you're a good teacher until we start teaching things that were hard sayings." You know what she did? She walked away. The question is, when you hear hard sayings, will you stay or will you walk away? In John 65, chapter 6, 65 and 66, church, notice how Jesus confirms this even further in verse 65. Jesus says, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." Jesus said this back in verses 43 through 46. When the Jews began to grumble, and he said he was the bread of life who came down from heaven. Well, Brother Ed, how does the Father draw people to Jesus? How does the Father grant people to come to his Son? Church, go back to John 6, verses 43 through 46, and carefully look at the teaching. And you'll notice in verse 43 that Jesus tells them not to grumble about what he's taught them. In verse 44, Jesus tells them the reason that they're not accepting him is because they have not been drawn by the Father to come to him. Heartland, what does Jesus mean by this? Look at verse 45. "It is written in the prophets," which is cited by the prophet in Isaiah 54:13, in Jeremiah 31:33, "And they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father, come to me." Heartland, how do people come to Jesus? They must be drawn by the Father. How are they drawn by the Father, Brother Scott? They listen and learn from the Father. They are taught by God. They listen to the scriptures. They learn and they respond. That's how they are drawn by the Father. Church, think about how what Jesus is teaching and doing is coming together in this passage. Why did Jesus tell hard parables that sometimes required his disciples to ask Jesus what the parables meant? Why would Jesus give hard sayings when people asked him questions? Church, listen, Jesus keeps saying hard things, which leads them to grumble even further. Why is Jesus doing this? What are we learning, church? Or what we are learning, I should say, is that Jesus does these things to see who believes. What we're learning is that Jesus is doing this to see who will seek him more and who will walk away. Jesus wants to know if the hard things he has for us is going to be a deterrent or something we are willing to work through and learn from. You'll hear people say things like forgiveness. "Oh, Brother Ed, that's hard. Will we stay? Work on it? Learn from it? Or will we walk away and say we can't do it?" You'll hear people say, "I'm just like this. This is who I am." Because the hard sayings, they're not willing to learn from what the Bible teaches and stay. I submit to us, Heartland, we're in a wonderful place and time. If we will just stay, learn from Jesus, God will bless us through it. Now, church, come back to the text here in John 6, 66. And notice the response of many of these disciples. Verse 66 tells us that many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Notice that it's not the crowd that turned back. Now, Heartland, notice that it's not just a few disciples that turned back. It was many disciples that turned back and did not walk with Jesus. Why did they turn back, Brother Red? Heartland, they turned back because, listen, what Jesus teaches is hard for us to accept. They turned back because what Jesus taught revealed, listen, their unbelief. Even though they had been following Jesus up to this point. In verses 67 through 69, Jesus turns to his 12 disciples and asks if they want to do the same. Do you want to go away as well? Do you want to leave when things get hard? Do you want to leave when my teachings go against your hopes, your expectations, and who you need to be and who you think you are? Partly when you're challenged by what Jesus is teaching you in your life, do you want to leave? When you are offended by what the scriptures proclaim, do you want to go also? Or will you stay and not walk away? When this hard, Brother Scott, we've got to stay. We've got to stay. But I want you to notice Peter. And that Peter has an answer as he speaks for the 12. Peter has a three-point response to Jesus' question. First, to whom will we go? Heartland, where else are we going to go for eternal life? Who else would we go to? Church, listen, there is nowhere else to go. There is not something better to go to when you leave Jesus. Jesus, there's nothing better than what Jesus is going to offer. There's not something better out there in the world that is better than what Jesus has. Why, Brother Witt? We know this. Church, please consider why the world lacks joy and satisfaction. Please consider why the world is full of depression and emptiness. Everything, listen, everything they claim, Brother Scott, is true living, is not life, and does not satisfy eternally. There is nowhere else to go beyond Jesus. Second, Jesus has the words of eternal life. True life, Heartland, is in Jesus. Church, listen, leaving Jesus is the worst decision you can ever make. Where are you going to go? You are leaving true life? You're going to leave the only life? You're going to leave eternal life? You're going to leave your purpose in God? You are leaving what you were made for? You are leaving the paradise, Brother Scott, of eternity. You are leaving everything that is good, right, and true. Peter confesses that Jesus has everything. Why, Brother Red? Because Jesus has the words of eternal life. Stay right there with Jesus. Third, Peter confesses that we have believed and come to know that you, Jesus, are the Holy One of God. We know who you are. Church, listen. If we believe in who Jesus is and have come to know who Jesus is, then there is nothing else that could be offered to us that would ever cause us to leave. If we believe in who Jesus is and have come to know who Jesus is, then there is nothing Jesus can say that will be too hard for us to accept and believe and obey. There is nothing he's going to say or do that will offend us. I don't know, I just, oh, Brother Red, that's just how I am. Stop, grow up spiritually. The word of God has to transform my life. I'm not going to, Brother Scott, get mad at God and then change what he said. There is nothing he is going to say or do that should offend us. You know why, Hardland? You know what we're going to do at Hardland? We believe him, and we're going to follow. Whatever he teaches us about my body, that's what I'll believe and follow. Whatever he teaches us about marriage, sexuality, gender, submission, leadership, suffering, hardship, trials, and all the rest, we will believe it and follow Jesus. Heartland, this is the great confession because it dictates the course of your life. If we believe that Jesus has the words of eternal life and that he is the Holy One of God, then listen, there is nothing that he can say or do that will cause us to grumble, complain, and walk away from it. Rather, at Heartland Church of Christ, we're going to learn more from Jesus, understand what he's saying, and Brother Hayden and Theron and everybody else on this call, we're going to draw even closer to our Lord. What keeps us from following Jesus, no matter what happens in this life, is that we know that there are no alternatives, that only Jesus has eternal life, and that he is the Holy One of our God, his Father. He is our Savior and our Redeemer. Church, here are some important take-home applications for our lives, and the lesson will be yours. First, eternal life is in the words of Jesus. You heard a song playing this morning before we started. You can have the world, but give me Jesus. When I'm alone, give me Jesus. We need to put our minds, listen, I plead with you, to put our minds back into God's word. Why, Brother Red? Because God's word suffers so much neglect. In Jeremiah 36, Jeremiah taught that God gives us his word about future judgment, so that we would turn from our evil ways and God would forgive us. Church, Jesus is telling us that his words are the only way to life. Yes, they can be hard, but that's all we got. And there's nothing else out there better. There's not another alternative that's even close. Life is not in philosophies, psychologies, sociologies, or any other human way of looking at life. Life is in Jesus, and his words lead us to life. Second, true believers seek to be taught by God. We want to know. The quotation that Jesus uses in John 6:45, I shared this earlier, came from Isaiah 54, verse 13. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace to your children. When Jesus said, and they will all be taught by God, Heartland, the they referred to God's children. Well, who is he talking about? If you are a child of God, listen, this means you will be taught by God through his word. Get yourself out of the way, which is how the Father will lead you to Jesus to be saved. God's children, listen and learn from their Father. That's who we are, church. I told you, the word of God suffers from neglect. Finally, this learning never ends. People, brother, you know, I know what the Bible says. I know. But if I know, brother Scott, it ought to show up somewhere in my life. Peter's great confession about who Jesus is and why they will not leave him did not mean that there was not more learning to come. We will read in Acts chapter 10. You remember how Peter had to learn more about God's will regarding the inclusion of the Gentiles into the kingdom. Peter said, that's unclean stuff. But he had to learn more. You're doing yourself a disservice when you don't come to Tuesday night and Wednesday night. And all that you can get, you ought to try to get it all. Heartland, listen. We will never stop wanting to learn more and more from our God. The listening never ends. The learning never ends. But you are going to encounter hard sayings. You're going to read hard teachings. You're going to want to be offended by what the Lord has said. But here's my question to us all. When you hear hard things that God teaches, Sister Jameson, will you walk away or will you stay? Brother Theron, when you hear hard things that God teaches, will you walk away or will you stay and learn more and want to learn more? I can tell you what we're going to do. We're going to keep on plowing, Brother Booker, because Jesus has the words of true life. We don't have a better option. Did y'all hear what I said? We don't have a better option. But when Jesus has you, and I humbly submit myself to the will of God, I am at peace. I am at peace with where I am in my relationship The world can give you all kinds of hell, but I'm still at peace with my God and who I, and the relationship that I have with him. And even though, Annie, oh, there are hard things that I don't want to hear, I don't have a better option than Jesus. Tangi, when it gets hard, will you walk away or will you stay? Yashika, when it gets hard, will you walk away or will you stay? Sister D, when it's hard and you don't want to do it, because that's not who I am, will you walk away like they did? Or will you stay? And I'm going to tell you, like Peter said, where else do we go? Sister Murray, will you walk away? Will you stay? Where else do we go? Sister Body, we don't have a better option than Jesus. Sister Katrina Stevens Kemp, you can't go anywhere and get a better option. Yes, there are hard things, but we're not going to grumble and complain about it. We're going to put on our big boy and big girl spiritual pants and stay right here. Sister Elise, we're going to do what God said in Scripture. That's how Heartland can be successful. Well, you know, I don't feel like it today. It has nothing to do with how you feel. It has everything to do with what God said. And you don't have a better option, because Jesus has the words of eternal life. You name one other person that you know that has those words. I'm not fussing at all this morning. I just want us to get ready for what God's going to do. But if we make the commitment that we're going to walk, that we're going to stay and honor God, whenever the hard things come, we can make it. Stay with our God. We're not walking away. We're going to stay and serve. We're going to honor the God of heaven with everything that we have. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 33:25, is as your days are, so shall your strength be. God knows the days that you're going to have, and whatever day that you're having and whatever the obstacle may be, no matter how hard it is, he will give you enough grace to make it. Heartland, I'm encouraged by things that are happening. I'm encouraged by you. Thank y'all so much for all of the participation that you did with our website. I'm grateful for that. I learned a lot about people that I didn't know. And y'all don't know I learned about a lot about where I'm going to ask y'all to work too. So what I'm saying to that is, I just want us to understand and be encouraged that the hard sayings of Jesus were meant to determine who was going to believe and stay. A lot of people will walk away. I'm not worried, Brother Theron, about who walked away. I'm worried about who stayed and who set their heart on serving our God. I hope I've said some things this morning, because it was intended to encourage us. Certainly wasn't meant to fuss. I'm not fussing. But I know that we can do better. And we should always set our heights on doing better. When you go to work, you know why you go to work and put in a little extra time? Because you want upward mobility. You want to move up. We ought to be doing the same thing spiritually. We want to learn more, keep learning, and keep doing more for the Lord. God is an amazing God. He's done way more for you than you have done for him or that you can do for him. That's the God we serve. If you're here this morning and you've never named